The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, aka Dave of LA. And today is January the 21st, 2016. And it's a Thursday. We have a live show for you today. So before we get started, of course, let's start off with the business at hand. Everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family members about the network so it can grow. And if you can, make monetary donations to the network so that it can do just that. You know, so many of us gain from Black Talk Radio Network, and it's important that we protect it because it's one of the few mediums that we have within the media itself that is telling you things that are in your best interest and giving you an opportunity for you to come to this table and establish the negotiating lines for your future. And that should be self-determining and should be something that you engage primarily for yourself, your family, and our overall community and culture at large. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by making monetary donations. Donate your professional experience or your professional capabilities or services. Contact the network and see what it is that you can do, and also continue to ensure that there is someone that is going to nurture this into what it should be, a full-blown network for our community, because it's one of the few that are sincerely dedicated to the community. So continue, please, to support Black Talk Radio Network and ensure that it will be here tomorrow and every day after, because it will be needed, especially in the times and the moments in which we live in today. So tell your friends, tell your family members, and ensure that this network grows. Also, you can go to Tando Facebook page, and that's Tando Radio Show on Facebook, and check out what we have posted there. We'll post there what's the upcoming show going to be about and just some other news articles that are going on in the world. It's not going to be a lot of the stuff that hardly any of the mainstream media stuff or things that are being covered, because there are other people that are doing just that. So I like to put in there other things that we need to be paying attention to so that we can position ourselves accordingly. But let's go to the news for the day and see what's there that was posted inside of Tando Radio Show. And also, if you have a question or comment that you would like to make about Tando Radio Show, you can send a message there. Also, while you stop by, share and like some of the articles that we make. And if you have comment, make comment there. I always respond to comments and messages. Okay, so now let's go to this, to Tando Radio Show. Just before we left last night, well, we were able to do it. Just before we left last night, there's going to be a major storm that's going to be going through the northeast area starting this weekend and starting tomorrow. So hopefully everyone on the Eastern Seaboard is prepared for this. And because these are some of the things that are going to call, these are some of the calls for preparedness that you need to know about and be ready for, because as things get worse, and if this turns out to be a very, very bad storm, which they predict it to be, depending on how bad it is or how severe it is, you can guarantee that you will be on your own. And this is why we established Tando Radio Show, so that you will know how to navigate the winds of adversity when you're out on the ocean of uncertainty. So, you know, it's so important that you prepare early so that you can have opportunities and be able to protect yourself, your family, during the times of severe weather. And this one could be a very big one. So everyone should, on the western, on the eastern seaboard, within the, from DC to New York City, should be prepared for this extreme weather that's going to happen, the blizzard that's coming. So make sure you're prepared. Also on Tando Radio Show page, we had a article, and this was a multifaceted article from National Geographic, and from all of the different astronomers, astronomical media outlets. You have scientists find evidence for a ninth planet in our solar system. Very, very telling, and we're definitely going to cover this. It's going to be a large portion of tomorrow's show, trying to get Chico Stick to come in tomorrow and weigh in on it if he's available. But definitely we will talk about it, and we'll have some very, very helpful information about it, because there's a whole lot more to this than what's being just said here. So posted that a couple of times today, but from different mediums. You should definitely check this out, and you have been checking it out. Very, very important. But what does it mean? It's so, so important. You know, they keep talking about global warming. Global warming doesn't exist. Does not exist the way that they have controlled the narrative. That is nothing more than an opportunity to tax you. But there are, the planets are heating up. There is some anomalies within the solar system and within the universe. And this possibly is very, very one. This is, you know, been talked about in so many different forms, from the Bible to ancient Sumerian history to different ancient histories from people of astronomical ties ancestrally, from the Dogons to, you know, everyone. So tomorrow's show is going to be a lot about this and what you need to know. We're going to break this down for you, in my opinion, and to give you some information and some history on what this is really saying. So very, very important, and believe me, it has a lot to do with the precious metal, silver and gold. A lot of us don't know that. But next we go to, did DuPont knowingly poison our water? It's talking about in Flint. Now, this is very, very important. And this was put out by RT. This was put out by RT, Russia Today. And this is important. This is twofold. This is also a part of the purge that is going to, that was said. I've been talking about that they're moving towards, because they, it serves the overall purpose. They're going to have fall people, and the economic stability in the overall economic market makers, the Western market makers, specifically the American Western market makers, are going to take a major, major hit. They're going to bring out some of their fraudulent activities, not in order to make the system right, but to give you the appearance that it is, and that it's focusing on cleaning up the ubiquitous fraud that's throughout the financial market. But that is not the case. And this is also going to extend to social and political agendas here within the country. This is how you totally destabilize and totally, totally have to ensure the demise of a empire. But they don't have these empires as demise because they need to be done. They do it because they've reached the pinnacle. In order for the overall people that maintain control to stay in control, they sacrifice these things. And the U.S., rightfully so, through its colonization and everything else, is definitely fair game and should be. But the thing that we have to remember is that nothing will change. They will just change the suit and change the coat and change the power to give the perception that things are getting better so that they can maintain overall control over humanity. So, so important that we understand it. But this is a great article that's there and video. And we're going to talk more about that as it relates to Flint, because there's something more that's going on there that we definitely need to talk about. Also, the next one, this comes from RT, also Russia Today. Pentagon to increase number of U.S. troops in Iraq. Carter discusses accelerating ISIS campaign. Well, you see where this is going. Y'all see where this, you will see where this is going to go. And this is all about the overall global war that's going to be upon us in so many fashions because it's already started. So check out that one. And it's going to, as we said before, this one is going to be different than any other one before for the people that live here because they're going to draft the women. They're going to draft your daughters, our daughters, if we allow them. So check out that article. Next article. Really good article comes from psmag.com, and it says, former dentist uncovers sugar's rotten secret. Very, very good article that you need to read and familiarize yourself with, because one of the biggest addictions outside of cash and outside of currency is sugar, refined sugar. And they don't, you know, they don't tell you this because they don't want you to know, because it is one of the mainstays in this overall destabilization of human health and longevity. And to these people, longevity has its place. As long as you are good as a slave and being able to maintain the overall direction, then they want you to be able to do that. And as soon as you get into an age where you're not productive anymore, they want to definitely get rid of you in so many ways, in so many fashions. Most of the people that you know that may have, that they said have died of natural causes were actually murdered one way or another. There aren't any natural cause deaths anymore, in my opinion, because of the advent of the food and the malevolent agenda that they have through chemicals and the air, the water, the food, and what they teach, and also the harmonic frequencies that are pushed throughout this globe against the people of the world. So check out this article. Very, very good one. And I tell you that white refined sugar is something that has to, that addiction has to be broke. And it's something that we all contend with and we have to deal with. Next article comes from naturalhealth365.com, and it's common pain killers linked to heart attacks. And you want to check out this article because it tells you some of the things that what mainstream medicine tries to perpetuate into our bodies is actually causing some of the adverse effects of heart attacks, strokes, and so many other things. And this is why I say there isn't anyone that you've ever known any longer that has died of natural causes. They have been murdered one way or another. So check out this article so that you can know and position yourself and to start to look to things that really do work, that work in your natural body. Putting synthetics inside of a natural body is only going to destroy the natural body. It's no way around it, because the synthetic nature, a natural body is not made for synthetic inputs or indulging in synthetics at all. It has to be natural in nature. So this is why it's so important that you know, for every disease that man has created, God has created, has a cure. Excuse me. God has created, has a herb that can cure it. Sorry about that. Got a little tongue-tied there. So, very important that you know that. For every disease that man has created, God has a cure, an herbal cure for it. Check that article out. Very, very important inside the Tando so that you will know and make sure that you don't do what a lot of our parents have taught us to do, because they didn't know themselves, and definitely not what modern medicine is pushing, in my opinion. Well, it's more than my opinion. I've actually used it, the different things, and it's worked well, so well for me. So check that out. Also, this comes from UFOInternationalProject.com. Breaking news. Scientists at the Large Hadron Collider hope to contact with parallel universe. This is one of the things. This is why that Large Hadron Collider that's in Geneva, Switzerland, that CERN has put together, the same people, CERN, the same people that brought you the internet, had nothing to do with Al Gore and all of that other stuff. That is a deception, because they don't want you to know the truth to start researching. The Large Hadron Collider is trying to practice some of the ancient secret science of the past in order to control the future. And this is very, very important because it's tied into the admission and the declaration and the basically the acknowledgement of the ninth planet, also known as Planet X. So we will definitely talk about this tomorrow. And this Large Hadron Collider is something that has been around and has been working against the everyday person. And we need to know about what's going on. And they tell you everything if you just learn to listen and stop and pay attention. They tell you that they're practicing a demonic ritual and for scientific reasons, but that's not it at all. It's because they're practicing the rituals, the old Satanist rituals of the past and they're bringing, well, it's not just the past of the present and the past, because they're bringing that so in order to control and enslave mankind, continuously and for as long as they possibly can. So this is the overall, and they're telling you so many things and that we need to pay attention to. So check out that article. Also, this one comes from SputnikNews.com. Germany prevented Greece from getting a loan from China in 2015, the ex-Greek financial minister said. Very good article, and one of the reasons why they did that is because they wanted Greece to default, have a sovereign default, just like they want Puerto Rico to have a sovereign default, just like Cyprus. They wanted Cyprus to have a sovereign default. They are going to ensure that the U.S. has a sovereign default, because when you do that, then you can bail in, steal the resources, and enslave the people even further. Let me tell you how one of the ways they're going to enslave the people even further. They're going to require that you work until the day that you expire or you make that great transformation from here. They're not going to ever pay you in a retirement in the future. Austerity will consume and take all of that. Why? Because it's the old, it's nothing more than the old fraudulent tactic of pay me now and I promise to pay you later. That's what's going on here. They make, you know, they make you pay them by way of savings and by way of pensions. They make you pay them every 2 weeks, every month, every day that you work with a promise to pay you later. That is nothing more than a fraudulent agreement, because they've taken your ability to preserve your labor from the past and they're taking that because they want to enslave you. And that's exactly what they do, ways and means. They had your way of life provides for their means of life, how they live, the overall power in which they have, the authority in which they sway. And it's only they're only capable of doing it because we buy into the system collectively throughout this world. And we don't challenge, we don't question, and we don't walk away. Most important thing that we could ever do is walk away from their overall design. We need to walk away from their rules, because if we continue to play by their rules, then what? They will rule. So this was definitely put into place and is being released now because it serves the purpose of sovereign debt default that's going to continue to spread throughout this world and is going to have an adverse effect on everyone here. So check out that article. Read between the lines. So important. Also, the Greek agrees to IMF involved bail out program, the prime minister said, and this was today. Check out this article also. It's only getting worse and it's going to continue to move in that direction. Also, I didn't post this inside of Tando Radio, but as we speak now, Italy is totally falling apart banking-wise, and their bank bail-ins have been instituted. So we're going to talk about that also today. Next, we have all sides in the South Sudan conflict commit human rights abuses. And this is from Sputnik also. Let me tell you, it's right now there is a strategical warfare that's going, an asymmetrical and a physical and a resource war that's going on for control of Africa. And it's because that is a key continent for resources, because this new economy is moving from a debt-based economy and moving into an asset resource-based economy. You're not ready for it. You are going to not be able to make the adjustment in the caste system and the enslavement of this wealth transfer that is going to happen is going to be so deep and so immense, you won't be able to actually ever become any form of comfortable, have any form of real wealth, because it requires that you have resources. Resources are going to definitely be out of range of the common person if they do not make the necessary adjustments now. So check out this article. Also, next, we have another article. This one was from ABC News, just posted it. They had a video, scientists, good evidence for the ninth planet in our solar system. Just another one, just to show you when that mainstream media is catching on to this. And I would say, when mainstream media is active, then you know you need to be careful, because there's a trap door somewhere. And that's exactly what's going on here. So, but we'll talk about that tomorrow. Also, got this, thank you, Scotty, for sending me this one today. This comes from CNBC. Saudi Arabia is buying up farmland in the U.S. Southwest. Saudi Arabia is buying up farmland. And this is, in my opinion, is a part of the overall global economic demise. And this is because the United States is in receivership. And what this story is about is that Saudi Arabia has bought up a lot of farmland in the southwest portions of the United States, Arizona and Southern California, the Blythe area, and another couple of areas in Arizona, and they're actually farming that area. And the thing about it is that they are taking, and they are very interested in the water resources that are there. See, they give you the appearance for one thing, but it's really something else that they're actively after. And they tell you it if you just would sit back and put all of the pieces of the puzzle together. One, this is about water. And this is about access to having water. And believe me, pretty soon Saudi Arabia will put this as a territory of Saudi Arabia within the United States. It's just like this whole thing in with the Bureau of Land Management in Nevada, when they were taking over ranchers' land. It had nothing to do with the ranchers' land. It had everything to do with the resources underneath the land. And it's the exact same thing here that's going on. And guess what? This is the exact same thing, and we're going to talk about this, that is happening with Flint, the reason why. So we're going to get into that. So check out this article. Big ups to my man Scotty. Thank you for sending this. Next, we have, this one comes from thebrickpost.com. And this is something everyone should actually have and check regularly. This is China Arab states aim to conclude free trade talks within 2016. And this is so important. This is the death of the petrodollar and is the new life of the petroyuan or the petrorenminbi, because the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar, is gone, is dead. And that is something that you definitely need to prepare for. So this is what this article is really all about. They are making trade deals, and those trade deals are absent of any form of inclusion of the former Western banking establishment, from SWIFT to the petrodollar to the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency, and the U.S. dollar as a hedge for sovereign wealth. That all paradigm and situation is now no longer in effect. It is unwinding as we speak. And as it unwinds, you need to position yourself accordingly to that, so it does not catch you adversely like it will catch so many other people here. So that's what this article is all about. And the next article is Beijing to leave for Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt this week. This is just, I put them in backwards, should have put that in first. But this is basically saying that it's a done deal. The rest of the world, and if you notice, this was, they waited for, the only thing that they were waiting for was waiting for Iran's sanctions to be lifted. Why were Iran's sanctions lifted? It wasn't because the United States decided, they were forced, had no choice. And as soon as it was over, not even a week later, the Chinese president is going there to meet with those nations about trade deals. What do you think those trade deals are going to be based in? Not in the U.S. dollar. It's going to be based in the Chinese renminbi, or known as commonly known as the yuan. Very, very important. We're going to talk about that today. Next, this one comes from Press TV IR. France's prime minister at Davos warns EU could collapse. Sorry. France warns intimate EU collapse. This is something that I've been talking about since Tando Radio started. They actually put the EU in existence to collapse it. And once the EU collapsed, after that, the U.S. economy and overall economic standings will collapse also. The dollar will not be, they're not going to totally get rid of it, but it's not going to have the influence that it has had in the past. And this is going to have an adverse effect on you. And when I say adverse effect, you, this country will go from a third, a first rate, first world, known as a first world country, to a sub third world country. Hard for you to believe, but that's because of the normalcy bias that we all, that so many of us have, and we don't look at the evidence of the direction of that happens. That's why within our community, we're the last ones to know, because they purposely divert our attention from these things so that we won't know, because they want us to be the bearer of the debt burden and everything else. And that is exactly what's going to happen. So they tell you everything if you would just listen to it. So, everyone, that is what's posted there inside of Tando Radio Show. And we have a live show for you today. Very, very important live show for you today. Today's show is going to be about what is going on and how everything is shaping up and playing out. And I definitely say that preparation is the key response that will put you in a place to seize the opportunities that will come and protect yourself from the demise and the adversity and the obstacles that are at hand. So important that we definitely have this show today. Very important one. And we will be talking about it. And I would love to hear from you at any time during the show today. You can give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And just hit *61 if you have a question or comment. It's a lot that's going on, and we're definitely going to dissect it and position you so that you won't be adversely affected. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back from our commercial break, we will definitely get into the show. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Tando Radio Show, that's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, and we'll be right back after this quick, these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and just want to thank you all for listening. And so we're going to jump into today's show. And the first thing that I want to jump into on today's show is something that is going on that we've all heard about, but what we've not maybe looked at from a different standpoint. And I'm speaking about what's going on in Flint with the overall with the lead that has been placed in the water. And this isn't something that you can have happen by happens chance or by mistake. This is deliberate of nature, in nature. And there's a reason why. See, one of the things you always have to look at, this is another false flag. One of the things that you have to look at is the means, motive, opportunity, and who gained from it. Who had the means to do it, who had the motive to do it, who had the opportunity to do it, and who gained from it happening. And when you look at things from that standpoint and remove your emotions from the way that you look at things, then you can follow the evidence. And the thing about the evidence is that it leads you to where the truth stands alone. So let's take a look at some of the things with Flint and why I consider this a false flag. There was no mistake by the so-called state government, federal government, or anyone else that's involved from the water authorities, so-called authorities. But see, this is what happens when we have blind faith. Blind faith is always the first misstep to genocide. So let's look at this. There's no way in the world that the water source could be as contaminated as it was. Regardless of what they tell you, it had to be purposely done. Had to have been purposely done. But now we need to look at why was it done. And I'm going to tell you right now why it was done, in my opinion. Because they want to move every person in that general area of Flint, Michigan, out. They are trying to flush those people out. They're trying to flush the people that reside there out. So what is the best way to do it? They realize that the best way to do it is to attack their children and to attack them and come up with something that is so deadly that the people's only response would be to leave. And believe me, that is going to be the case. Because the sickness from that is not going to go away. The heavy metals, once you get that introduced into your body as a heavy metal, it's very difficult to detox yourself from that. And it has a very, very adverse health effect on everyone for generations. So now, why am I saying that this is a false flag? Why is this intentional? Because you have to look at where Flint, Michigan sits and where Detroit sits and what's going on in that area. This is happening because there's already been lakes. The United States, as we speak right now, what you've known as the United States, has been in receivership for so many years because they've already defaulted on their debt. This is how you get a sovereign nation to lose its overall resources. Is that you choke it and you smother it with debt. And now once you actually introduced so much debt and they no longer can service that debt, now they have to surrender their assets. It's the same thing that they've done throughout history. It's the exact same thing that they've done in Greece and what they did in Cyprus, but they did it with a different twist, but the end result will be the same. And you're going to see this move and migrate its way throughout the United States. They gave you great hints and great clues when the overall emphasis of practice martial law throughout this country was being weighed in. As we speak right now, the National Guard is there in Flint passing out water. And you would think to yourself that that's a good thing. That's what they should be doing. No. The setup. Because there was something that you may not be aware of. But some of the things that was demanded of the United States because it has gone already into default was it for it to surrender some of its resources. And China had specific calls for certain things. And I'm going to tell you where some of those things that I know of that they made a call in for. One, the southwest portion of the United States to include Nevada, California, Arizona, but particularly Nevada. And one of the reasons why they wanted Nevada because of the rare earth minerals that are produced there. Africa produces a lot of rare earth minerals. China produces the most rare earth minerals. But Nevada per capita produces a lot of rare earth minerals. You can't fight wars without rare earth minerals. It's one of the reasons why they went to Afghanistan. It's because of the rare earth minerals that were in Afghanistan. So there was a play for Nevada. All of a sudden, they started taking through the Bureau of Land Management. You heard of the may or may not heard of the Bundy, where Clive Bundy had stood up to the Bureau of Land Management, and it was a big standoff, and then the Bureau of Land Management stood down because it was starting to come to light what the real objective was, not knowing that there was a Chinese sovereign buyer that wanted to take that land and put solar farms up. See, but that was the diversion. It wasn't the solar farms that they wanted so much. That just sounds nice. That just sounds, you know, scripted. And people could buy that. But that, because we don't know what real resources are, we don't know the difference between real money and currency. We call currency money when it's nothing more than a coupon. That cash you have in your pocket is nothing but a coupon. It's not real money. But see, they've taught us through schools to talk this way. And one of the things that happens, whatever you speak, you bring life to. So when we're speaking that cash is money, we're actually speaking to our own demise and death economically. So now when it came down to China, they wanted Nevada. Because they didn't want what was on top of Nevada, they wanted what was underneath it. The rare earth minerals, and if you look at the overall state of Nevada, look at what its logo is. The Silver State. The Silver State. A couple other things that China has taken. They've taken portions of Texas, they've taken pretty much all of lower Manhattan of New York in the financial district, the J.P. Morgan building had to be sold because of the London Whale debacle to China. They sold it for a third of what its value was. And also, it has the largest gold and silver depository vault underneath it on Water Street. right across the street from the DTCC, where all of the stocks and bonds are held, the physical stocks and bonds. For anybody who has any stocks and bonds, they send you a piece of paper, and I'm going to tell you, it's only the piece of paper is only as good as the paper is written on. That stock or bond paper you have is no declaration to ownership. All of that is held downtown on Water Street. And that so-called got flooded out during the last Hurricane Sandy. Oh, it's such a lie. But that's what they said. Because the people will believe it. Because of the ignorance, we die. So, China is also taking control of that J.P. Morgan building. And so much of the overall economic infrastructure of Lower Manhattan in the financial district. There's also the national parks that have been taken over. Strategic national parks, the ones that have resources. California was started because of all of the gold that has it. Let me tell you something that happens here. What this federal government will do is where they know that there's natural resources, they try to make it a wildlife reserve or conservation area so that you can find out what's there. And they can seize it by decree and put their so-called forestry and Bureau of Land Management people there to ensure that you don't get out of the ground what's there. Because one of the things with that is that you get loyal title. Whoever holds it owns it. So China, as we spoke, they also wanted Detroit and Flint. Why? Because of the waterways. Because of the waterways, and because even though those areas at one time were economic powerhouses, they were the hub of the factory industry and production lines. That means that the infrastructure has already been built there, even though it's fallen into shambles, it's still there and it can be rebuilt. Because one of the things is that the great creator God Almighty is not making any more coastline or waterways. So China has been pushing for that land. And what do to get it? Have you ever heard of Lost? L-O-S-T. Capital L-O-S-T. And what it stands for, it started out of the United Nations. And what Lost invoked, what the UN Lost invoked, is that the United States lost all of its coastal waters and its inland waterways. And Lost stands for Laws of the Sea Treaty. When, a couple of years ago, when the move to purchase the land, because the U.S. had already gone into default, and because we don't know these things, we don't see things that happen and what their meanings are and what their real ramifications are. I knew right away that that area was going to be attacked because they want to get rid of all those people. They attacked it economically, and that caused a massive amount of people to migrate out of there. Now, this is the final straw. But there is another play that they will have if this doesn't work. This is why you've seen the overall introduction to the militarization of the police department to familiarize you so you don't think that it's nothing to see the military or the police department police departments acting in a militarized way. Because in Flint right now, Flint is basically under martial law. France is under martial law as we speak. There's so many countries under martial law, even though we live in a police state, but it's much different under martial law. And pretty soon, this is going to, only way it's going to stop is if people, if this is actually been brought to light on what's going on. And it's so deadly because we have blind faith, and that blind faith is always our first misstep to genocide. So you have China, Saudi Arabia, Russia has also laid claim to things here. China definitely has. And this is why you're seeing the overall advent of China acting as, the best way to put it is that there's a new champ. You're not seeing the old former champ doing any of the things that they were able to do in the past. And the key thing was able, because they can't. You don't see the United States establishing trade deals. Yes, they will establish the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because this whole world is run by corporations, and it's a fascist state in which we live in. It's a plutocracy based off of wealth. But it's not the type of wealth that you think from cream, cash rules everything around. It's based off of resources. But see, cash just steals. It's a coupon that steals your labor. Wealth ensures that you control the direction of humanity in this paradigm, in these economies. They don't care about cash. They create it. They print it. They digitally make it. But one thing they can't do is they can't create the resources, so they have to manipulate them. And we need to wake up fast to what's going on and respond to this accordingly. Else, you will continue to be enslaved. We will continue to be enslaved and not even know that we're enslaved, and we'll think we're free. That's what I call captured and claiming your cage as your home. Time to walk away from it all. So that's what's going on in Flint. This was purposely done and is going to continue to move in those directions. And we have to prepare for those types of things before, during, and after. If we continue to go to the very same people that have created the crisis is going to turn into a conflict, and then the conflict is going to have everyone on their knees begging to the people that actually put this in motion, begging them for a solution. It's much bigger than what they told you before. It's much bigger than what they schooled you in. Everything that you've ever been taught by the institution of schooling has been a lie. That's why you need to repeat it. You can't challenge it. They don't want you to challenge it. So, this is what really happening with, in my opinion, with Flint. And of course, if you have any comments about that, anything that you think about that, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit star 61, I'll see you in queue, we'll definitely bring you up. Don't like to keep the callers waiting. They're going to continue these styles of tactics everywhere. They're going to come in different forms. They've already come in one form in the Gulf State area. You remember the BP oil spill that totally destroyed the food chain? You remember Fukushima that is totally destroying the food chain, and not only destroying the food chain, it's destroying every person's immune system from the radioactive isotopes that are in the air that continue to spew out of that place? And see, what they did is they gave you the impression that it was an earthquake. Earthquakes are created now. Yes, there may be some that are natural, but then there are those that are created. And I'm going to tell you, if you look at where the lion's share of all of the nuclear reactors are, they need to be next to water. And guess what they're all, most of them are lying on? Fault line. That was purposely engineered to their standard. Exactly what they wanted. So they could pull that trigger at any time. If so need be. Because they will do whatever they have to do to keep you in fear and keep you docile and keep you domesticated. They like to put a nice name to it. They call it civilized. When the great creator had no standard of civilization for you, you were born wild and free. Wild, free, and sovereign, self-determining. And when you're that way, there is no thing that you need to steal. When everything is in a harmonic balance. No man can tell you how to live. And no man can can invoke ownership over you or authority over you. They didn't create you. So, very, very important that we check out, you know, what is really going on and be part of it all. So next, we got what's going on that we really need to pay attention to. Also is, right now, they said that Greek is, the EU is going to, an intimate collapse in Europe. Well, the overall whole financial market has already collapsed. They've already stolen your pensions. They've already stolen everyone's pensions. They've already stolen your investments. They've already stolen your ability to maintain the standard of living that you have right now. And the sad part about all of this is that most of us don't see it. We continue to live what we've been taught from the past. We've seen other people retire, do well, and live comfortable. And see, that's what they want us to do. Look for comfort when you should be looking for, striving for sovereignty, self-determination, a collective prudence, a liberating lifestyle that doesn't require that you pay for your birthright. There is no birthright that should have a tax, because that's not a birthright, that's a sentence. So many of us, primarily all of us, have been sentenced to a life of servitude, and there's really no other way to put it, because we allow it to happen. And these are the questions that we need to ask so we can go in the direction that we choose to go. So, they're talking about the EU. Why is this so important to you? And this is one of the things that we have to remember. What goes on somewhere else in the world is an indication of what is going to smack you soon. Once the EU economic situation goes, it will bring in war while they're having the mass migrations to destabilize those areas. Plausible deniability. They can say, you know, different people cause these problems, and then boom. France is under martial law because of that. They said that there was an attack. And until we realize that these governments are in one big fraternity that's controlled by people that you don't see, if you see them, they're not in control. The people we see are the celebrity figureheads. That's why they have the elaborate entourages, the elaborate lifestyle, the perception of different things, because they're the celebrity figures. Those are the stars. that fall, not even realizing that a star was originally known as the ones that had fallen. They fell like the morning star. Oh, the morning star fell. These are ancient demonic rituals that maintain the overall enslavement of humanity. So now, when the EU goes, and that is going to have great ramifications, because it won't be too long after that that the United States will follow behind it. Because of the banking system, how the banking system is set up is one big fraternity. And it's all run by the BIS, the Bank of International Settlement, out of Switzerland. And from that's what they show you and let you know. And if you look at who established the Bank of International Settlement, it was established by the Nazis in England. See, these are the things that they admit to. But what the real agenda is far more malevolent than that. But they just give you what they want you to do. What gives them levels of control over the general population. So now when the EU goes, and believe me, as we speak right now, Italy is going through bank bail-ins. And if you aren't aware of what bank bail-ins are by now, that means that everything that you deposited into the bank, your bank account, regardless of what your bank account is, credit union, savings and loan, a traditional bank, an investment bank, you got a account with an investment banker, doesn't matter, it all falls under the same thing now. Whenever you give them your cash, deposit in your checking account, your savings account, it's no longer yours, it's theirs. To do and invest how they ever want to. Why was this so important? Because everything that you ever invested or paid for, via taxes, via pension, via savings, via investment, has already been stolen. And they just need the perfect plausible deniability to cover their tracks. This is why they always say to you, principle is subject to market laws. All principle is subject to market law. All principle is subject to market law. Who made the market? They did. Who will cause the law? They will. Who loses? You. Now you would say, how? I don't have any stocks. I don't have any bonds. I don't have any pension fund. They still got you. Because your economy is going to collapse. Not theirs. These are such critical times, historical times that we're in. And we need to look at the evidence of things. We need to look at the means, the motives, the opportunity, and who gained from it. We need to be investigators instead of being led on a leash. We have to be independent, not dependent. We got a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller real quick. You don't like to keep callers waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
How you doing, brother?
What's up, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I just wanted to ask real quick, the BIS and the IMF, I mean, are they in conjunction or?
Mm-hmm. The IMF is the International Monetary Fund. I call them the International MF Fund. And what they do is this. And this is what they do. They get countries into debt, and they see a country that has resources. you can't get an IMF loan. And one of the things is that the IMF doesn't have any cash. It has to go to its members. You can't get any IMF interest in your country unless you have resources. If you have no resources, they have no interest in you. Why? Because this is the IMF's plan. They get you, you get into debt, then they give you a loan that you, there's no way possibly that you can pay back. And once you can't pay back, they suffocate you in that debt. And what do? They seize your assets. So what are they really doing? They're robbing you because they're taking it from a fraudulent contract from the very beginning. And if you don't surrender it, they actually complete the overall fraudulent activity that goes to robbery to where they use force against you. And who uses the force against you? Their members. The members of the International Monetary Fund. The BIS, known as the Bank of International Settlement, out of Brisbane, Switzerland, one of the four city states in this world, one being the Washington DC, two being the City of London, three being the Vatican, and four being the Bank of International Settlement. If you look at their building is designed just like a boot for a reason, because they were established by the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. Oh, with England. And guess what? That so-called lady that's their monarch is a Nazi herself. You can look up and see her as a child paying homage to that ritual of life. It's not a political affiliation. It's a demonic cult that the Nazis were about. So the Bank of International Settlement is known as the Bank of Bankers. They dictate all of the policies throughout the banking realm. They are the head franchisee. And they dictate the global policy for all the central banks. There are only a few countries in the world that don't have central banks. Only a few. And this is how they wage their influence throughout the whole world. It's systematic, it's methodical, and they have a plan for 1,000 years, 500 years, 200 years, because it's systematic in the psychological controlling of people. So that's what the Bank of International Settlement does. They establish central bank policy. And the different central banks, the central bank of France, the central bank of England, the central bank of, you know, whatever country you want to name, they establish their policy based off what the Bank of International has dictated to them, then they pass it down to all of the banks that are within their so-called jurisdiction or territorial rule. So that is how that works. And it's in Switzerland for a very defined reason. So yeah, Mel, that's how that is, and it's something that we really need to know, because one of the things that we have to learn is that we have to learn to become our own bankers. If you're not learning how to become your own bank, you're going to be swallowed up by the establishment that's already in place. This is what we need to prevent.
So, see, I've never heard of the, I'm not aware of that, the BIS. That's okay, so the IMF is not the big dog. The BIS is.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they have their overrule. The World Bank and all of those other entities, they all have their play. They all have their play. But once again, these are the celebrity figureheads that we see. The Bank of International Settlement is not ruling, is not really dictating anything. They're just the minions that pass on what they're told to do as this sweeps through. But are they not accountable for what they do? Of course they are. Just like every person is. Just like I am, you are, and every other person is. So Yeah, the BIS, check it out, Bank of International Settlement. You can see what their function are, and we're going to definitely talk about them more in the future and what some of their influences and how it's going to, believe me, everyone here pretty soon is going to get a rude awakening in a false education in what the banking institutions is all about when they collapse their economy. So, yeah, man, I hope I answered your question, bro.
You did. You did. Thank you very much, brother.
Okay. All right, bro. Good hearing from you, man. Let's stay in tune and looking forward to working with you, brother.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Good evening.
All right, brother. My man, Mel, as always, great, great question. So, everyone, you're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, there's a couple other things we need to talk about and get into your ear as we're listening to Tando Radio Show. It is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Here we go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after these quick commercials.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-pound, 549-032-pound. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Just call 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND, and you hit *61. We'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. So, continue in today's, what we need to talk about, what's really going on and what's really happening. And so we are just talking about Europe, and Europe has a very huge connection to your overall standard of living here, because as the banking situation and the overall economies in Europe continue to collapse by way of the Trojan horse migration that's been going on there, and once that they are totally destabilized, there will be war that will break out. They're actually targeting Poland as we speak right now because Poland did not invoke the bank bail-in law. And because of that, they are actively targeting Poland. And I wouldn't be surprised if there is some major event that would go on there or along areas that would bring Poland into some very trying times. Now, do I think that there are some good people in different places? Yes, but they don't run anything. They actually are used to facilitate the agenda, because it's just like you look at some well-known organization here that has a hospital. They have a certain name and they have a hospital. See, you see that and think that they're good people. But see, the agenda of this stuff is they're not stupid. They can't present themselves in the way in which you will question them. They have to present themselves in the way that you perceive them. Because a perception is not a thought. They want to give the perception that they're a certain way. They want you to perceive them. They want you to see them as a way, not a thought. Because a question has to have thought behind it. So they position themselves, and I'm talking about, you've heard of different organizational hospitals for different things. You know, the blank blank children's hospital for cancer or for other things, knowing that cancer could have been cured and it was bioengineered in laboratories as a business plan to destroy the overall population and to keep it subjected to the overall economy at hand. I don't, how many marches are people going to engage in before they realize that no matter how far we walk, we can't walk to freedom? How many fundraisers, no matter how much we raise and give to them, it's never enough. See, these people have an insatiable appetite for power. And they present propaganda and facades to trick you. And then they also bring comforts to you so that you will compromise. We've been too great of people to compromise. Because when you compromise, it is a surrendering that you are engaging in. It's nothing more than a politically correct surrendering. And politically correct is always morally wrong. Always. So, as the EU goes, it will destabilize here. The very same things that are being done in the EU that are working are being done here. They purposely put the EU together to destabilize and destroy those economic abilities and to give them plausible deniability to destroy those people's sovereignty without those people rising up, because the people are too busy trying to just gain, trying to just make it. And they have a great plan if you look at it. They allow some people to do well, and those people have a voice, and they get them to argue with the other people that aren't doing well, because the people that are doing well don't really give a damn about the people that aren't. They just want to make sure that they are. And the people that aren't doing well, once they start doing well, they no longer care about the people that aren't doing well. Nor do they care about anything other than them. They turn this whole thing into the perfect formula for destruction. Instead of collective prudence, it's individual gain at all costs. So they realized by putting the EU together, they could do just that. Because they knew that these countries and these people had long historical manufactured disputes and conflicts with each other. And they're broken by culture, and they're broken by ideology, they're broken by economic basis, they're broken by political means. It was a disaster. It was the perfect masterpiece for a disaster. And they do that same destabilization everywhere, and they're doing it here. They're doing it here. And they realize the triggers that they can push to get people to do what they want. we had that the gentleman Drake on, the guy Drake that came on. And I listened to him, not from the standpoint of needed to know anything, but I was willing to listen to what it was, because no matter what, when you're talking, you can't hide what the real intentions are. And there were key triggers and everything. One of the things that was said was that the young people would be attacked. Didn't say how, but I would say to you, what happened in Flint? What's happening in Flint? What's happening in Europe? Let me tell you, they didn't learn to rule for centuries by being naive and being ignorant. They learned to rule by collective prudence among themselves, even though they hate themselves or they hate other people within it. They have a bond to destroy you. So as the EU goes, and they've already telling you that they're going, it will drag us, you, down with it. The big thing right now is that the petrol yuan is being established. That means the petrol dollar is being destroyed. You see that with the overall dropping of gas prices, the barrel of oil. Now, when the barrel goes down that low, a country that has a currency that is not as valued can do what? Now use their currency to buy oil. You see what's going on? They're replacing, they're bringing down the competitive advantage. But this is just one level. They're going to completely neutralize the reserve currency status, which they already did when they introduced into the IMF SDR, special drawing right, basket of currency, the Chinese yuan, in November. These are the steps that you move into. And one of the things how you facilitate all of this is that you don't just have one attack. You have multiple attacks and you have diversions of attacks. The one that you see the most is the diversion. What are we seeing the most right now? The one that we're seeing the most is the economic one. That's the diversion. The one that really matters is the war. Because it is the momentum of depopulation. See, they're basing the economic collapse that will turn into war so that you won't see what the real end game is. For every war that's ever fought, 97-99% of all of the casualties of that are innocent civilians. Innocent civilians, even those that wear a uniform, that think they're doing something that they've been told to do for a standard of living, not even knowing that they're going to a ritual practice of the mob. So important that we understand what's going on. Right now, the petro yuan is being placed into prominence. You're seeing it everywhere. They're actually telling you, because they always tell you, because they know, and it's one of the sick rituals that they have that they got to tell you before they do it. So they're telling you all of these things. This is going to be the replacement. And when that happens, your standard of living is going to completely drop. Completely drop. Right now we have banks that are exposed. I put this in Tando Radio Show. There are banks, as we speak right now, that have shown how much exposed they are to the overall debt within the banking, I mean, within the oil field and the oil industry. That exposure is so great. There was the Dallas Federal Reserve had a luncheon with the bankers of the world. They said it didn't happen, but it's, you know, there have been real good reports, incredible reports that it had. And it doesn't matter what they say. It matters what really is. And what happened is that they told the banks to mark to market their overall exposure to the oil companies in the oil sector, in the natural gas sector, to the falling prices. And of course, this was taken down out of Tando today. Let me make sure. It was one of the ones. Yep, it was, because it just said Reuters on it. Took it down. That's okay. That's why it's so important. If you get a chance, always grab stuff off of Tando, because they take it down all the time. And what it did was that it showed the exposure from all of the banks, and the banks have admitted. JP Morgan Chase admitted their exposures, but they won't give the numbers. Well, the numbers have already came out. And right now, there are so many refineries that are bankrupt because of where the price is. And this is going to continue. I was listening to a lady today on CNBC that's the owner of Summit, I believe it was, in Texas, small oil company in Texas. She said her losses are at 90%. 90%. They can't even afford to buy $20 safety gear for their employees. This is so critical as to what you're seeing here. You're seeing the demise, the replay. They've done it before. And it works so well, they do it again. It's cyclical. But you need to prepare for it. You need to prepare for it, because as we speak right now, there are actual U.S. Marines in China that are training with the Chinese, live fire training in China. There are Chinese troops that are here. They're all preparing for this overall global war. Are you preparing? You need to. You definitely, definitely need to. So one of the things that we're going to be doing, and we're up and running now, what we're going to be doing is we've established a membership, and we will be teaching. I will be teaching the precious metal class. You will learn the difference, what real money is and how to play it. You will learn how to protect yourself from bank bail-ins. You will learn how to protect yourself economically, so that when these things do happen, you'll be in a position to buy when there's blood on the street. Because believe me, the massacres are going to continue to happen economically, that are going to lead to physical massacres. If you can see what's going on and what's happening, and you can divert your direction from where it's going, it puts you out of harm's way. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to have a membership. And in that membership is going to be $25 a month. I usually, the class for this has been as much as $1,500 for the precious metals class, but I'm putting everything together. Precious metals, preparedness. We're going to totally get as many people ready as we possibly can at price points where they can afford to do it and still get the things that they need to get. So the membership will be $25, and you will learn how to become your own central bank, how to position yourself to where things collapse and you excel, how to protect yourself so your losses are minimal, and then how to leverage what it is that you have for your overall economic gain. of your family, of your, of yourself, and of our community. Because there are things that you can do. There are things that you should be doing as we speak right now. You need to be acquiring, because we are still in the accumulation phase. Before this accumulation phase is over, you need to acquire as much resources, and specific resources you need to acquire. And then once you acquire those resources at the appointed time, whenever they do collapse the economy, because they're not going to collapse theirs, they're going to collapse yours. When they collapse the common person's economy, you will be positioned. And once that happens, you will not be in accumulation phase any longer. Now, whatever it is that you have, you're going to have to leverage. Leverage is great when it works for you. It's a monster when it works against you. And if you don't prepare, that leverage will be working against you. One of the things in the Great Depression, people were selling everything for pennies on a dollar. If you had the penny, then you would be able to position yourself and your family forever. Some of those people from that era of the wealth transfer, because right now we're having a wealth transfer of influence, geopolitical autonomy, economic power, and overall a faddish ennui. A faddish adoration. Because right now people some people, and it's being diminished. In the past, America was the place where everybody wanted to go. And that's only because of one reason. Because of a wealthy, comfortable lifestyle. That is going to be changed and transported somewhere else. And the rest of the world is going to look at America, and they're going to indict, they're going to accuse, indict, convict, and sentence this country. Rightfully so, but it's a bigger picture. Hate has an expiration date. They realize that they have to make it where they transfer it over and change it over, make it cyclical, and moves around, because then they can maintain their control. So we're going to establish this membership. You can be involved in this membership. And in this membership, what's going to happen is that we will meet weekly, have the classes, get you the information on exactly how I have prepared and what it is that I believe that you need to do. And we will look at different, because everyone is different. Every individual person is different. We will also spend individual time with you in getting you prepared from your circumstance. Because there are some fundamental things that you need to be doing regardless of who you are. Because one of the things that I always firmly believe, you can ignore reality, but you'll never be able to ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. So, we're going to do this where we can, and what's going to happen with this, these groups that we will establish, you will be able to respond to things a whole lot better than what you are able to do right now. Some of you may have prepared, but then there may be some things that you haven't gotten. You'll get it now, understand these things, and put these things into practice. And then now you're even more prepared for other things, for anything to happen. And what is that going to do? That is going to put us throughout this country in a position where we can respond to our needs, where we can respond to our threats, where we can respond based off of our decisions on what our response is actually going to be. We can control self-determining our direction. It's a collective freedom. And it's so necessary. It's the only thing that really works, is because we have to empower the people with the truth. Every other organization that we've known about has been placed in position to control us. Within this, there is no leader. Everything I know about precious metals, I will tell you, so that you can pass this on to your family and live by it for as long as you need to. You can't go to a FA and ask them to teach you everything that they know. No, they say, no, you'll pay me for the service that I'll do. It's about teaching. It's about being independent. Because when these things start to happen, you need to know how to respond to it appropriately. You need to establish groups throughout this country to where you can be self-sufficient. When something happens to you, you know that there is a resource of assistance for you with like-minded people. Because one of the things that's going to be so threatening is the people that haven't prepared. And there's going to be much more of those that haven't prepared than those that have. We've already laid out so many reasons why you need to prepare. We even tell you things way before they happen, and then they happen months later. And they do happen. So many people are not going to be prepared, but that doesn't mean that has to be you. Position yourself individually, position your family, and position our community. So that when there is the yo-yo effect, you're on your own, you have the assurance that you can respond to it because of the things that you've created and the principles that you've laid and the material that you have stored has given you options. This is about us being able to protect ourselves. It's about us being able to be sovereign. The most liberating thing we can do. To where you're not required of no man. You engage willfully. So, we have established, and if you would like to be a part of this, in some of the things, just so you know, some of the curriculums will be precious metals training, how to use precious metals, how to actually gain that resources, because there are a lot of people, as we speak right now, that are buying precious metals throughout the world. They won't have them for long because they don't know the fundamental truths of them. And any person that doesn't know will not have those metals for long. They will not have that resource for long because they don't know what they have. See, I don't care if the price of it goes up or goes down. I gain either way. Because I know how to leverage it. And this is what we'll teach you. You'll learn the difference between currency and money and why that's so important. You'll learn the history of the metal and why that's so important. You will be surprised how much influence it has had and what it really means. You will learn how to prepare. You'll learn how to respond to different crises. You'll learn what are the things, the baseline that are things that you need. You will learn the table of preparedness and how to apply that to yourself. Food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. You will learn the table of preparedness. You will also learn strategical and tactical resources, practices, to protect yourself and your family and your community. You will also have a group of people that you can rely on. And that's what this is really all about. That is what this really is all about. It will be $25 a month. You can cancel at any time. You know, I've had, you know, people that I don't do contracts with people. You know, I'm not worried about those type of things. I don't give energy to that. I just give energy to a collective prudence. And, you know, I don't worry about people that aren't sincere. their insincerity will take care of them and take care of that. But now is the time, because of where we are and what's going on, no longer can we delay. We have to move in this direction. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how you can join the overall membership. And if you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, then hit *61, and we'll definitely get you in to hear what it is, because we'd love to hear from you. Monologue is more important. I mean, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So you listen to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial, these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is *549032#, *549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Moran, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. I just want to thank you all for listening today and being a part of the show. If you like to, if you have any questions or comments, definitely don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the assistant code is *549032#, and hit *61. We'll see you in queue and definitely get to you as soon as I see you or as soon as I possibly can. Don't like to keep you all waiting. So, that's what we're that's what we're going to be doing. I'm looking forward to this. There's so much information, and believe me, just from the first classes that you'll get, you'll see that it's more than it's well worth the $25. It's you know, but it's bigger than that now. It's about us being able to prepare ourselves accordingly to position ourselves. And some of the one of the things that we're going to do is that we're definitely going to make donations to Black Talk Radio Network to continue this. And it's something that, believe me, that you're going to benefit from financially. You'll benefit from emotionally, spiritually. And I think the best thing of all, it's going to be a different change of our overall collective prudence and our overall harmonic energy. Now is the time for us actually to do that, to engage in ourselves in a way that we haven't been taught to do, but to return to who our real makeup is. It's about collective prudence. And so I'm really, really looking forward to it. So to join the membership is very easy. We're going to do all of the payments via PayPal, and you can join the membership. And there's two PayPal accounts that you can join, and then also once you do, text me, let me know that you have, and I will call you and give you the directions and on how we're going to, when we're going to start the classes. We're going to start the classes next week. So you can, if you're interested in joining, for $25 a month, you will learn the precious metals class. You will learn how to prepare. You will learn some of the different all of the different tactics that I think are necessary, which is so much, in preparing. You'll also learn how to mitigate and to solve and to position yourself through different crises. And you'll learn definitely to leverage what it is that you have. And not only that, you'll be able to learn to read the signs. It's not that I'm a prophet of any kind. I don't need to be a prophet. But what I do is that I investigate everything. And what happens is that there's an energy that goes with that. And that energy will be facilitated and actually nurtured within our membership to where you can start to see what's going on way before they happen so that you can have an appropriate response. And those are just some of the few things. There's going to be much more. We're going to bring in different experts, of different variety of things to assist you in where it is, wherever it is that you are and what the overall needs are. And this is something that's great. It doesn't matter if there's no economic collapse, which there will be. You will learn to become a prodigious saver. You will stop, you will learn not to be, and you will walk away from being a consumer. You will look at everything differently. No longer will you need to have the market. You will have the intrinsical value that the market needs you. Huge, huge position. Huge position. So, we got a caller in queue. Go back to the caller. Welcome out. Oops. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you calling from? And what is your question and comment?
Hey, man. This is Mel from OKC, man. And I just want to give props to my man Conscious K and Conscious C. They tuned in. It's their first time listening to the show. And within 6 months, we're going to have a very strong prepared group. We're going to be ready, man. We're going to be ready. So I just wanted to give props and thank you so much for your show tonight. Good job.
Man, without a doubt. Yeah, to those brothers, definitely thank you for tuning in. And you guys are going to have a great, great group. And I'm actually going to come up to actually commune with you brothers and sisters that are there. And that's what we're going to do throughout this whole country. Wherever we need to go, we will go and meet the needs of our people. And it's something that is so necessary. And can't wait to do it. And once we do this, this will be something that will be emulated by other people within our community, will put us in a better position. So, man, Mel, I can't wait to get there and to actually work with you and your group. And then we're going to have training here. We actually, from our group that we've established, we've already established a group on Facebook called RUP. And those, the significant individuals.
Hold on, what is that? RUP?
RDT.
RUT?
No, RDT. It stands for Real Deal Prepper. We have our own Facebook page. We've been around for about 2 years. It's a wealth of information. You know, a lot of the people that you hear, Brother Davis is involved in that. We're actually going to be training with some of the original members.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, and then we're going to actually put, you know, training cadres together, and those training cadres are going to go out to wherever a group is, like they have like 10 or more, or whatever their numbers are. If there's a specific need that we see that we need to respond to, we will go there and respond to that need of those individuals and get them in position for whatever it is that they are having to navigate. So I'm really looking for, and I know that we'll definitely make definitely make a trip to you and your group, and looking very forward to that.
Yes, sir, man. I really appreciate that, man. And hey, we might see you before you see us.
That's right. We will.
Thank you, man. And keep doing what you're doing. I love you very much, brother.
I love you too, brother. Peace.
All right, peace.
So yes, so that's what the membership is all about. If you have any questions or comments about it, you can give us a call here, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound, hit *61. And what we can do is how you can join is you can go to PayPal, and the PayPal account is Wolf6, W-O-L-F, the number 6, PAC, PATK1 at Gmail, or you can go to ADAC LLC, that's ADAK LLC, on PayPal, and it's $25 a month. And then once you do that, You can text or call me. Better to text me first, so I'll know, and I will definitely get back to you as soon as I possibly can, and then we will schedule you for your actual training and just your overall membership. And you can call me at area code 951-790-8330 or text me. And then as soon as I can get to you, I will definitely get back in contact with you, and we'll establish the membership. Or if you want to pay a different way, you can just text me, and I'll let you know how that can be done for your membership. And looking forward to it, because it's so necessary. And believe me, it's something that is going to be worth your while. It's going to be much more than you expect, and you're going to be pleased. And of course, at any time you can cancel your membership at all. There is no, you can do that if it's not something that's for you. But I would still suggest that you still continue to prepare, because it's so necessary. And for those price points of $25, it's very good. And we needed to do that, because our people really do need to really start to prepare. You know, if they were in the membership, and let's say you were somewhere after some time in the membership, you would know how to respond, or you would see things coming before they happen. Let's say you were in Paris, you would have been able to respond to those events in Paris. If you were in some other places, you would have been able to respond. You will totally think differently. It's not something that you will be paranoid about anything. Because one thing, when you're prepared, you're not scared. One of the things that we always say that we coin, never scared, always prepared. Because when you're prepared, there is no reason for you to fear anything at all. So this is a great entry point for everyone. There's a lot of people that have reached out and wanted to engage in the precious metals class. This is a great opportunity for you to do just that. But not only that, to continue the relationship all the way through, the preparedness and everything else, so needed. And it's something that I'm definitely happy about to put together for you all. And within these classes, there isn't anything that I won't tell you, and you'll always have access to me. If I'm not able to get in contact with you right away, I will get in contact with you as soon as I possibly can. And you will be able to navigate pretty much everything. You will be, because it's not only man-made things, there are some natural things that you need to be prepared for. And you will know the insider stuff, and there's a lot of things that I don't say on the radio. There's a lot of things that I don't say, in common conversation with people. But the people that have taken my class before, they know that they can reach me at any time. And I totally give them pretty much everything. It's way beyond what it is that they expected. So that's just the service that I provide. I truly believe that you take care of your responsibility of service, because it is just that, a responsibility. And I would just ask that, we all govern ourselves accordingly as to how we should be. There, of course, there are going to be some, sometimes people, relationships don't work. That's cool. But one of the good things is that I don't take preparing or people's lives in a personal thing unless they are, even if they're attacking me, that's cool, because I can handle myself. I just respond to what it is that I need to respond to. But sometimes, relationships don't, go well. But one of the things is that I'm very easy to work with, and if it's not something that's good for either one of us, but I still will be of assistance to you. I don't try to get back at people or get over on people. I'm not that type of guy. Never have been, never will be. I just do what I need to do, and I do try to do as, as best that I possibly can do at all times. So looking forward to working with everyone here at Tando Radio Show. And we will have this structured and it will, as it grows, some of the people, like some of our original members, the whole membership thing will change. There will probably be, you know, different things that will be instituted to where different people will be actually helping us in training, and we will definitely pay people for their time and their effort, because this is what we need to do. And you know, one of the things is that this is something that will help you, me, and everyone else to get ready for what it is that we need to be ready for. Because once it goes awry, you are thankful that you did it. Completely thankful. And I'm telling you, it's something that once it does go, then you totally, something does happen. And you use, and you engage, or you apply some of the things that you've learned. You are very thankful beyond the commitment that you had to make that you did it. You're glad that you have done it. So you will be in a better position to respond to pretty much anything, wanted or unwanted. So it's a great, great opportunity. So if you have any questions about anything, definitely give us a call. 641-715-3650. And the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. So we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to finish out today's show. And if you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. That's 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Excuse me. Just want to thank you all for listening today. And today was a very important show. And once again, wanted to give out the information on how to become a member and our overall preparedness group, the membership group. And that is very easily to do it through PayPal. The fee is $25 a month. And in that, you can make payments via PayPal, and you can do it from the PayPal account is wolf6pack1@gmail.com, W-O-L-F, like the animal, the number 6, pack, P-A-C-K, the number 1, @gmail.com. And that's how you can make payment for the membership. And it's really important because right now we are in a strategical placing as we speak. You want to prepare before things happen. It's one of the things you don't want to wait until the fire has engulfed the house before you call for assistance. In these type of events that was going on throughout the world, you are going to have to position yourself before everyone else does. Because one, in our community, we are not as cash heavy as other people. So once problems start to arise, there are not only going to be run on the banks, they are going to be run on goods. And if you don't know which goods that you need to get in this short time, they won't be available to you. Then there's also, you need to know how to respond, how to apply. You need to know how to leverage. And all of these things that we will teach inside of the membership for $25 a month, and you can cancel that at any time. But believe me, I don't think very many or hardly any will cancel, because the overall information is so good. It's changed my life in a way where I can respond to things. It has given me more opportunity, and I am so grateful for it. So that's what was going on, and we're going to be able to expand Tando Radio because of that. We're going to be able to expand our influence, and we're going to be able to work together. We're going to actually be able to move around the country and to make sure people are positioned in an effective, efficient way. So, engage in this. Looking forward to working with you all. And if you have any questions about it, you can definitely text me at area code 951-790-8330 if you have any questions about the membership at all. And we will start our first classes next week. Next week, Monday, will be the first class. So definitely take care of your membership, enroll, get on board, and we will definitely have our classes. And this will be much more information than what you hear on Tando. But we will still have Tando, and looking forward to actually engaging in this with you all. So I just want to thank you all for listening today. And remember, it's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. Much love, much respect. God willing, we'll see you soon. Take care, and God bless.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.